chicken run, baby. If the feeling's wrong before too long, it's crazy. And you're trapped, and you know that's not where it's at, baby. You're just seeing things through a cat's eye, baby. That's not my world, lady.
Hey, this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today to my last show for this semester, where we'll be discussing two presidents, George W. Bush and Barack Obama. My guests today are my favorite people on Earth, but I only have one right now, but don't worry, another one will be here, Gianna.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Gianna. Back. She's back.
I'm always back.
I loved having you the first time.
Is it because I talk a lot?
Yeah, it's fun to talk to your friends on things you enjoy. And it's definitely loads
of
fun.
Thank you for calling me your friend.
Oh.
It's a huge compliment.
Is it a huge compliment?
A little. No, just kidding. It is.
I mean, I called you one of my favorite people.
That's even better. I should be one of your favorite people.
It's true. You are.
You see me every day.
I do see you
every day. More like every 2 hours.
Yeah. And I want to end my show on a good note. I really enjoyed doing it throughout the semester. And I'm like, why don't I do it with my favorite guests?
Yes.
Which was you, Taylor, and Ted.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ted, who couldn't make it today. Gotta do that homework. You know, we're almost to the finals.
Tedifer. I'll miss him.
Taylor will be on soon. She has she's currently doing some jazz.
We can hear it.
Right, we can now hear it from Angelico. And if you're tuning in right now, you can probably go hit them up. I'm not sure if they're done yet. They might be done.
They were still going a few minutes ago, so
maybe they'll have a little encore just for my listeners right now.
Hopefully.
I'll be like, please play. Oh, just kidding. They're definitely done.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. But
hey, I heard 5 seconds of it. They were pretty good.
Yeah. Shout out to the jazz band.
Shout out to Tay Tay.
Tay Tay and her solos.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about George Walker Bush. And I like to call him W. And I think he's kind of the president.
Is his middle name really Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
You didn't even know that?
Who are you talking about? No.
H.W. is Herbert Walker Bush.
You know, I've been here before. You know I'm not good with the presidents.
You were all
maybe
right.
Maybe George Bush, though. I might know some facts. I wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no,
you were pretty decent.
You're pretty decent.
Thanks.
Well, W, as I like to call him, I feel like he has been one of those presidents that I grew up not really knowing what he exactly did, because everyone made fun of him everywhere.
Yes.
Like, everything was about making fun of W. I listened to comedians, and all I could hear was about, him.
It was the way he said nuclear, right?
Yeah, he didn't say it correctly, so
they made fun of him. I still don't know how he said it.
Nuclear.
Nuclear, right? You're supposed to say it nuclear. Or is it? See, I get so confused because of how many jokes have been made.
Yeah, and the shoe. I remember him getting a shoe thrown at him.
Yes.
Him and Katrina. And I just think I never thought of him highly. I don't know exactly what he did. They played him off as being just this guy from Texas who was just a straight redneck Republican.
He just sounded really dumb all the time.
Exactly.
Not to throw shade or anything, but I mean.
No, not to throw shade at all. But Frank Caldone and Gabriel Iglesias, one of my, this is a handful of my favorite comedians, make fun of him, and it's hilarious, but I yet...
They make fun of him on all the talk shows, too, Jimmy Fallon, he's
not dumb. He can't be dumb.
The big one that always makes fun of him, Bill Maher. Bill Maher's, straight edge, liberal. He's, I'm pounding Democratic thoughts, but I still love him.
Well, we might as well, maybe learn a little bit about Walker Bush. He's an American politician and businessman who served as the 43rd president of the United States from 2001 to 2009 and the 46th governor of Texas from 1995 to 2000. The eldest son of Barbara and George H.W. Bush, he was born in New Haven, Connecticut. After graduating from Yale University in 1968 and Harvard Business School in 1975, Bush worked in oil businesses. He married Laura Welch in 1977 and ran unsuccessfully for the House of Representatives shortly thereafter. Bush was elected president in 2000 after a close and controversial election, becoming the fourth president to be elected while receiving fewer popular votes nationwide than his opponent. Bush is the second president to have been son of the former president, the first having been John Quincy Adams. He's also the brother of Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida. 8 months into Bush's first term as president, the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks occurred. In response, Bush launched the War on Terror, an international military campaign which included the war in Afghanistan, launched in 2000, the war in Iraq, launched in 2003. In addition to national security issues, Bush also promoted policies on the economy, healthcare, education, and social...
That's a lot of stuff.
Social security reform, and amending the Constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. He signed into law broad tax cuts, the Patriot Act, the No Child Left Behind Act, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, Medicare prescription drug benefits for seniors, and funding for the AIDS relief program known as PEPFAR. While in office, he saw national debates on immigration, social security, electronic surveillance, and torture. Bush successfully ran for re-election against Democratic Senator John Kerry in 2004 in another relatively close election. After his re-election, Bush received increasing heated criticism from across the political spectrum for his handling of the Iraq War, Hurricane Katrina, and numerous other challenges. Amid this criticism, the Democratic Party regained control of Congress in 2006 elections. In December 2007, the United States entered his longest post-World War II recession, often referred to as the Great Recession, prompting the Bush administration to enact multiple economic programs intended to preserve the country's financial system. Nationally, Bush was both one of the most popular and unpopular presidents in history, having received the highest record presidential approval rates in the wake of September 11th attacks, as well as one of the lowest approval ratings during the 2008 financial crisis. Bush left office in 2009. Since then, he has returned to Texas and purchased a home in the suburban area of Dallas. He's currently a political speaker, has written a memoir titled Decision Points, and his presidential library was opened in 2013. His presidency has been ranked among the worst in recent surveys of presidential scholars, although Bush has been viewed more favorable by the public since leaving office.
Hey, DJ Freak there. Have you ever seen him dance?
I think I have. And hey, guess who's here now?
DJ Scout is in the house.
One of my other favorite people. You missed that, but I was shouting out to my favorite people who are here, Gianna and Taylor, and a shout out to Ted who couldn't make it.
Oh, we miss you, Ted. Nada. I just got back from the music concert.
We were talking about that.
Yeah.
You guys should have gone.
I did. I ran out like a few minutes before this started and watched you a little bit. And then ran back here because it was 8:59.
Oh, you only saw
the jazz
band?
I had to blow my nose.
I heard you guys from the bathroom.
You guys should have been there at like 7:30 because I had an awesome song at the beginning.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Forgot about that.
I definitely was working.
Yeah, okay. I'll accept your excuse, Lexi, but...
Not Gianna's.
Don't look at me.
Never.
Never Gianna's.
I don't know where I am.
Anyway... President Bush is probably one of my favorite people to make fun of. Have you?
We were talking about that.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
It's like,
I think when you said, like, most popular and unpopular.
It's because it's fun to make fun of.
He's so popular for being unpopular.
Yeah. And all, I mean, I kind of understand what they're trying to say. He did gain popularity because of his, like, patriotic acts after September 11th. Like, yeah, let's go into war. It's very patriotic, like America.
Have you heard about when someone threw a shoe at him?
Yes.
We talked about that too.
I was 6 minutes late.
You missed a lot.
We just were saying random things about
that,
him.
Oh, that you knew
that
about
came
him?
Up. Yeah.
Have you seen a Will Ferrell's impression of him on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Talk about that?
Yes.
Yes.
We talked.
Well, I guess I don't need to be here.
Yeah. Bye, DJ Scout.
This is me walking away.
I mean,
I'll close the door for you.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, Frank Caldone is probably one of my favorite comedians, and it's just so funny. It just, I feel bad because I don't really know him as like a politician. All I hear is that he's just bad.
As a horrible president.
Yeah, and it's sad. No offense
to the people out there that like him, but I am one that strongly dislikes him.
We were children, and we didn't really like learn about him in school because he was president.
They weren't in the books or anything. Yeah. And I mean, my parents were one to be like, screw George Bush.
My mom doesn't even know what politics is, so.
Your mom probably doesn't like George Bush.
She doesn't know what politics is. Sometimes she thinks she's Republican because all the Catholics tell her that she's a Republican, but my mom's like,
can't be a Republican.
She could be if she wanted to.
I mean, but it just
doesn't make any sense. If you hear G Baby over there, it's because it's hilarious to imagine my mom is Republican. Yeah.
Your mom's awesome.
She's Mama Scout.
Mama Scout.
Adorable.
Too cute.
I mean, Bush. It's weird. Like, is this how people felt like when they were one JFK and like? I just don't think they had the same feelings.
I thought
even
you were
going to
say
kids.
When Clinton was out of office. I was going to say, have you gotten all the pictures I sent you?
Yes.
To re-elect Bill Clinton? Oh. Free Billy?
Taylor. I mean, DJ Scout.
It's okay. Now they know.
I mean, your last show already happened.
No, it hasn't.
What?
I have one more next week.
You have one more? Aren't you ahead of us?
No, I'm the end of the week. The week starts Wednesday, so you're the first person to be like... The people who went today are the first people to do their last show.
I thought we were...
It used to start Tuesday, but then I just didn't...
Shout
there was
out
no class
to Gianna today. Who doesn't have a show.
Well, you were on mine last week.
That's why this is my fourth show that I'm on.
I'm definitely thinking about having a show next semester. I don't know what about.
Oh, I thought you were going to say next week. I was like, can I come back?
Anyway, Clinton.
Yeah, let's go back.
Explain what your brother had to
do. My younger brother was supposed to choose a president, any president, and make a re-election campaign for them. And he could choose any of the presidents he wanted. Dead ones, living ones, whatever. And he decided to go with choosing Bill Clinton. I'm not entirely positive why he chose Bill Clinton.
Because Bill Clinton's awesome.
He just thought it'd be funny. So he made all these posters. Like, he took the movie poster, such as Free Willy. And instead of the guy who's got his hand up pointing at Free Willy, he replaced the face with Bill Clinton. And he did it with The Real Housewives. He did it with Bill and Ted's. He changed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure to Bill and Ted's Excellent Campaign. He has a Good Bill Hunting where he put Bill Clinton's face on it. It's intense. He went through a lot of effort. I think he's got 10 of them. Oh, and there's some weird ones where he's got rhymes like Vote Bill, he's chill. Take a chill pill, vote Bill. Look past the fellatio and check out my focal ratio. Watch me tame these bats with my radical sax. He's got a ton. I think this is the last one. Bill will kill anyone who doesn't vote for him, and he took the Kill Bill poster and put Bill Clinton's face on it.
On Uma Thurman.
Yes,
that's such a bomb.
They're all really good.
I've sent them all to DJ Freak here.
Yo, I looked at them and I laughed.
Okay, what about a new one? Hillary Clinton on Uma Thurman's body, and it says "Kill Bill, vote Hill."
If he was voting for Hillary Clinton, then yeah, that would make sense. But
yeah, no, I know. I was just throwing one out there.
These posters are printed out and they're going all over his school.
That's good. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'll show you the pictures later, G-Baby.
He should have done Bush. I'm not quite sure what you would do, but like...
But he has so many great jokes with Bill.
You would just have, quote-unquote, the word nuclear. Have George Bush.
Do you know how to say the word correctly?
Because he doesn't vote George Bush.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whenever people say nuclear, I get really annoyed. It's the same people who say especially, too, you know?
Ooh, or I'm not going to lie.
Or the word espresso when there's no X.
What are you doing?
Espresso.
Yeah, if they come to Seattle, everyone will kill them.
Go
Lexi,
to Starbucks.
You can't go.
Read it.
I know you want the bearded men and the flannels and the Nirvana, but if you're going to say espresso.
She is that one.
It's because
DJ
I don't
you
drink.
That one that says espresso.
It's because I...
Every Starbucks we're in.
Because I don't drink coffee, so it's not, like, a word I think of, and I mean, I just hear it.
You just sound it out. Just look at it.
I don't look at the words, so it's I had no clue there was an X.
I'm not going to throw shade at you because I've heard Starbucks workers say espresso, and I'm like, why are you even working at Starbucks if you can't say the word right?
I mean, when people at Chili's, like when I was working at Chili's in the coffee cart, they would say espresso, and I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds about right. I don't know it's an espresso. I think I say espresso.
You definitely do.
Wow. I don't think I say it wrong.
I think I'm going to go to Chili's tomorrow. Or the coffee cart. I go to the coffee cart.
Especially, I think I get wrong.
I don't think I'm going to go to Advanced Cinema Production tomorrow.
Really?
Ooh. I don't have anything new to edit.
I don't really either.
Exactly. You want to just not go together?
Yeah.
You want to get, like, Taco Bell?
Oh, my God, guys. Maybe we should keep a little. I mean, this is my last show. We should keep to the presidential talk.
Did you know that George Bush loves tacos?
It's actually true. It's his favorite food.
I know.
It's one of my facts. How should you know that?
Can we read some more facts?
I read your mind.
His favorite cuisine is Mexican, and on most Sundays, he ate huevos rancheros. Oh, God. There is a okay, either it's, I think it's Frank Caldone. He has a little part where he goes, I want some huevos rancheros, but he just says it so perfectly in a W accent. I want to cry. W.
That's what he calls him.
I get it.
Yeah.
Huevos rancheros was his post-church meal, and apparently President Bush is very particular about not wanting to wait for his food. He doesn't like spending time waiting for his food and even dines quickly. So it's just kind of like weird, like, I'm going to eat huevos rancheros before, like, after church. Like, it's just,
man, Taco Bell sounds amazing right now.
It does.
I could tell.
I was not today satisfied by Calorigas.
I was not either.
It was a little weird.
Let's somehow find a way to relate the Calorega food with the president, because I think it'll work. The way I felt about the smoothies, it was so disappointing. It was like how the Hurricane Katrina was handled.
Ugh. Katrina.
I'm literally, like, let me slow clap that. That was a good one.
This is real
good. Well, he is one of the first presidents to run a marathon. He completed in 3 hours and 44 minutes.
That's pretty good.
He maintains a regular.
That's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I would think more presidents have done that. I just kind of think it's a thing. Like Obama, I have like a funny feeling. Like
Wait, a full marathon in 3 hours? That's a lie.
Obama could do a triathlon.
I bet he could.
He totally could.
Like Michael Phelps level
he
of
could
swimming
be the
ability.
New American hero. Maybe like in 2008, not now. He's had too much stress. He can't do it.
Dude,
actually, I think
he's
strong.
Tired. I think he's strong, like just as strong.
Stronger.
I mean, but like
George Bush?
No, Barack Obama.
Oh, let's stay on topic with W because we're gonna talk about Bush after, or not Bush.
Wait, today's also Obama?
Yeah. You missed
that.
It's the second half.
Well, fantastic.
And you're like, yeah, and then we'll talk a little bit about like future presidents because I know it's very important.
Oh, like me?
Yeah. Actually, I kind of think we need a Hispanic
2020.
Woman.
Hey, I'm Filipino. That's kind of Hispanic.
Do you mean Gianna?
Gianna,
yeah,
you're not
Italian.
Hispanic.
Look at me.
You don't look Hispanic.
I could be a Mexican.
No.
Many people tell me this.
No.
Someone thought I was Mexican. Someone just went
That's
up to
really
me.
Strange.
The other day, someone said to me, wait, you're Filipino? And I'm like, yeah. What did you think I was? They said, I was 100% sure you were Mexican.
What?
I don't even look a little bit.
No one
bit.
Comes up to me and says, hey, you're Hispanic.
But you are.
But I am.
Hey, let the record show. DJ Freak looks white.
DJ Freak looks very white.
And then speaks Spanish, and it's confusing.
Yeah, and did you know, on May 5th, 2001, George W. Bush was the first president to ever deliver a speech in both Spanish and English.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
During the first weekly radio address that the President of the United States broadcast.
I didn't know any people from Texas knew Spanish.
I just assumed.
I just thought they were too racist.
Do you think Roy can speak Spanish?
I think so.
If
trees get degrees, as he says.
Yes, the tree.
I mean, it's now I kind of understand, like, based off of that fact, why comedians make fun of George Washington and Hispanics, because I never quite understood.
George Washington Bush? You just said George Washington.
Oh, sorry. George Washington Bush. Maybe George Washington, you know. But I don't know. Like, I always didn't understand why they made fun of him and would, like, speak Spanish. Like, pretend like Bush was speaking Spanish.
Hola, mi Americano. Wow, that was really bad. I didn't do that.
It was kind of like that.
It was me being Bush speaking Spanish.
That was more like an impersonation of Gianna speaking Spanish.
I was really trying.
I mean,
it says he choked on a pretzel here.
It's true.
Your facts say George Bush loves eating pretzels. In fact, he choked himself on one.
I mean, these facts are kind of out there. I thought maybe I shouldn't get like the
I
basic
know
facts.
Were the pretzels that he or the pretzel he choked on like the pretzels at Calorega?
What do you mean the pretzels at Calorega? I don't. Do we serve pretzels at Calorega?
What? You've worked there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But did you know
they're pretty good.
That George W. Bush is also described as the baseball president?
Oh.
It's not really like a thing. I think about in Texas, like them being like, I don't know.
Some
I don't
home runs.
Like baseball, I don't think. That
my impersonation of a Texan.
I don't.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. There we go. It's better.
But Roy doesn't. Yeehaw! No. He was a baseball president, which is weird. And he's always been a huge baseball fan and even went on to being a managing partner of the Major League Baseball team, the Texas Rangers. He's the first Little League player to be elected as president of the United States.
I think that means that if you ever play Little League as a child, you will never become the president. You have a 1 in 44 chance of becoming president.
42. Isn't there, I'm pretty sure there's 42 presidents. Because one president was twice.
Okay, then it would be 43, wouldn't be? Because the president songs goes, we've had a lot of presidents. Yup, 43. Now let's name them all chronologically.
Yeah,
Washington. And then
yeah, no, but it's missing
but
Barack
Obama. But that was
Obama.
Before Obama was on it. So it said, yup, 43. But if it's including that there's already been the one that was elected twice, that would mean it was 42 at the time. Okay. But if we include Obama, it's 43.
Shoot, guys.
Wow, you should know this.
I should.
I can only name, like, four
break,
presidents.
We can look it up.
I think I had it as a fact one time.
I literally only know, like, five presidents.
Would you like me to list them all? Oh, no. It's the last show. I promised I would do it at some point.
We'll do it at the end. I'll give you, I think it's, like, a three-minute song.
I don't need 3 minutes.
Two.
She could probably
we'll end
burst
it.
Out.
We'll all sing it. Yeah. We'll sing it together.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Okay. Can we rap it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do the beat.
Watch. Okay.
I'll do the beat. I got you.
Okay.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be our beat.
Okay.
No?
No.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
Supposedly, whatever. He also got the title of vacation president, but...
of course he did.
Supposedly, Ronald Reagan had that one before him. Because
of course he did.
Because he took... took over 900 days off in 8 years.
What the heck?
During his...
Of course he did.
Straight up took almost 3 years.
This is why he didn't do anything.
And he took 5-week-long vacation in August 2005. And he also took... it was the first time in 36 years having that long of a vacation. And
how do presidents even get vacations?
I mean, they need a break,
aren't
but maybe
they
not
too busy
long.
Like ruling the United States.
Ruling, they rule over as peasants, of course.
Well, I mean, Congress sort of controls so much more than the president, which is really sad because they're the president. Like they, like you know, they got that whole campaign.
Congress
they
does literally
the money.
Nothing.
Congress
does nothing.
I know, but yet, like,
but they could do something.
They don't do good things.
No, they have the power to do something, but they're so awful at getting anything done.
And then the things they do get done are very bad things.
Bad things?
Yeah, they've got a lot of bad things done.
Okay.
Like, was it... I mean, doesn't Congress, like sign all the... I'm so bad at government. Doesn't Congress pass all the bills and stuff like that? I mean, the president signs it too, but... Doesn't Congress have to do it as well?
Yeah, it has to go to the president eventually. This is true. This is true. And then it goes back to
how the bill becomes a law song?
Yeah. It goes back.
I'm just a bill now.
I know what you're talking about.
And I like the
part. And I'm trapped here on Capitol Hill.
Oh my God, fifth grade memories.
I watched it more than just fifth grade.
Oh, I definitely
watched
it.
Fifth grade, eighth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. Like
every year.
Every year.
And also some weird other ones.
Oh, they did a Saturday Night Live parody of that one too recently.
Conjunction, Junction, What's My Function?
Oh my, that's what
it is. Function. What's the other one?
Yeah, there's
one more.
It was like the No, there's one for all of the multiplication tables.
Yeah, that's the ones I used to watch in fifth grade, and we all sang them.
You didn't learn your multiplication tables until
Schoolhouse Rock,
no,
right?
No, we learned them. We just watched them.
Okay.
For some reason.
Gianna.
Hey, we also watched VeggieTales in fifth grade. So
wow, okay,
I mean,
you really went to a Catholic school, huh?
That's happening.
Catholic, that's like a... Oh, we used to make fun of VeggieTales because we're like, why don't we watch this more in religion class? Because we watched it in religion class. It was ridiculous. Okay, we got to get back on.
We're
getting really far off. And now that we've got a little far off, I guess we'll take a little break. And this is Oval Hour, and my guests today are Gianna and
Taylor.
DJ Scout. And that's not her name.
It's Scout.
It's definitely Taylor.
I'm DJ Scout.
Yeah, and this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to Ted.
Straight from the White House.
At radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
And today my guests are my favorite people on Earth.
DJ Scout.
And Gianna.
Gianna.
Or G-Baby. And a continued shout out to Ted, who didn't make it. But probably
we love
one
you, Ted.
And to the two people listening.
And to the two people.
Hey, Alistair.
Thank you, Alistair.
Thanks, Alistair. It means a lot to us.
Maybe three soon. I'm not sure.
Hopefully.
Maybe
keep up the racks.
Listening.
We're listening. We're going to talk about Obama now. And he's the current president. And
wait, is he really?
No.
He's the current president?
No.
I'm pretty sure that it is a.
Walk a flock of flame.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about that? Walk a flock of flame running for president. He got my vote.
Oh, we lost a listener.
I guess they didn't want to hear about Walk Flock Flame.
Or they're really anti-Obama.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ooh,
or they don't like Walk a Flock of Flame.
Or that. I'm really afraid of that.
I think that it's... I hope people aren't stupid enough to vote for him or
I just said I'm gonna vote for him.
Yeah, but let's, you know, there's people out there that aren't joking about that. Like,
I don't think she's joking. I think she
means
that.
He has my vote. Vice President of
Suzanne.
Wait, he's running for vice president?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying it would be funny.
Like, you can't run for vice president.
That's what I mean. I want him to be vice. He can't be president. That's too much for him. But he can be the vice president.
That's for sure. Well, let's get a little rundown of Barack Obama, our current and 44th president in the United States.
What's that? 44?
44.
44.
So there would be 43 presidents total.
Yeah. I feel like my facts.
You guys were saying 42 for a second.
No, I said 43. She said 42.
Yeah. I think my facts were out of date and wasn't including Obama. Because I remember it was a trick question in like fifth grade. Yeah, it was against you. And in fifth grade, I had that question. And everyone always gets it wrong because they always forget. Actually, now that I think about it, last year we did this presidential quiz in the library. And our librarian, our assistant librarian, was really good looking, and I really wanted to just hit on him like no other. Like, he was like 20, so like, it's fair. I was 18. I was legal. I'm gonna hit on our librarian if he's good looking. And he made this quiz, and I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure I get it all right. But it was kind of like a raffle thing, and that was a decision question, and I was the only one that got that question right. So
did you guys get married?
Would I get married?
Did you guys get married after that?
We thought about
it. Sounds like a picture perfect marriage.
We thought about it. I go back to my high school just to talk to him once in a while.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's fun. He's hilarious. He goes to the city once in a while, and I think he should come over to Dominican. I'll show him what's up. Look at our cool library. Maybe he should work over here. I think he doesn't want to be a librarian for the rest of his life, though.
Maybe he does. Maybe that's just what he loves to do.
Yeah, I think I had a conversation with him, though, and I think he wants to become a teacher. So that'll be cool, too. Maybe, Well, Barack Obama is the first African-American to hold the office. Born in Honolulu, Hawaii, Obama is a graduate of Columbia University and Harvard Law School, where he served as the president of the Harvard Law Review. He was a community organizer in Chicago before earning his degree in law. He worked as a civil rights attorney and taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago Law School from 1992 to 2004. He served three terms representing the 13th District in Illinois' Senate from 1997 to 2004, running unsuccessfully for the United States House of Representatives in 2000. In 2004, Obama received national attention during his campaign to represent Illinois in the United States Senate with his victory in the March Democratic Party.
Illinois? I know, I was about to say.
What is this, the Sufjan Stevens album?
Stop.
That's the only time it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I was born in Illinois.
Are you really?
I was. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we've been over this, the Windy City.
Yeah, and I still don't
I didn't know she was born there.
I think she brings it up a lot.
Yeah, she, I try
you
to.
Never brought this up to me. You have never brought
she
this
has,
up.
Don't worry.
I'm offended.
She has.
No.
I think the last time I brought it up was while we were at the lacrosse game last week.
Were you there?
Were you
No, you weren't.
Not last week. See?
You should
pretend
come.
Like
Just
I know
give me a
things.
Second. I'm going to cry.
Okay.
It was a good game. We won. Ted played.
But who was there, Lexi?
I was.
Who else was there?
Alex.
Who doesn't play on the team anymore and was there and doesn't play on the team anymore?
Rudy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I know and
we're not
going to
shout out.
No.
Shout out to Logan.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Logan Von Rokel.
I did not see Logan. I wasn't quite sure what we were going for right there. I didn't see him.
I didn't know what we were going for because I didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't see Logan leave. Oh, I think I did, but I wasn't quite putting the two and two together. But Logan.
That's okay. I'm over it. What? Anyway.
Well, Obama began his presidential campaign in 2007, and after a close primary campaign against Hillary Clinton in 2008, he won sufficient delegates in the Democratic Party primaries to receive the presidential nomination. He then defeated Republican nominee John McCain in general election and was inaugurated as president on January 20th, 2009.
Are we going to talk a little bit about John McCain?
I was about to say, I remember watching this on the TV.
He stands like this because his arms were kind of weird.
No, I remember
watching this
election.
That's because he got hurt
in
war. He was a
excuse me.
He can't. He's paralyzed. No. Okay. He definitely.
Could we have a paralyzed man as president? Can he even sign his name?
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. Presidents have had polio.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's throwing shade
I just remember watching this election on TV. Like, while they're counting up these votes and, like, doing the different states,
yeah.
Texting my best friend and being like...
Still not as bad as Mitt Romney.
No. Texting no. my friend and being like, if John McCain is president, I'm moving to Antarctica. Like, we were on our
Alaska
way.
Or Canada.
Yeah,
we're moving
Canada's
to Canada.
We were going to, like, England or something. I don't even know. We were just not coming to Africa. Honestly, I'll live in the jungle before that happens. Same with Mitt Romney. It was the same thing.
If you think about it, that's our first time really experiencing, like, a campaign. Like, Bush, not really. We were kids. We don't know what's really happening. Like,
I don't remember any of that. I just remember people hating him.
Yeah, I just remember everyone not liking him, and that was basically it. But Obama was the first time I saw, like, the elections and how it worked, and actually got a little excited about it, but wasn't quite sure what I was, like, going for, because, like, I don't know. I don't know politics that well, and I still don't know politics that well.
I was going for Obama.
At the point of Obama, I did know politics.
I understand them, but I don't understand, like, certain, like, I have to go look up things. Like, if he's talking about some random act, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I still have my shirt from 2008 that is Obama in front of the White House with sunglasses on, and he's, like, pointing. And it says Obama in the house.
Have you seen the one of him holding the lightsaber?
Yes.
In, like, fencing position?
I've tried to buy all of them. And I was like, do I need to buy all these?
I think you do.
I was going to buy pajama pants with his face on it, but it's fine.
That's
Hillary.
You should've.
That's what I'll do it.
That's
Hillary.
That's extreme. And just so you know, John McCain was injured in the Vietnam War. So that's why he can't. He actually lost. He doesn't have full motor function, so I think we should make fun of that man. He was in the U.S. Navy.
I feel like you would have known this because it was at Nam.
Yeah. I mean, spent
how many hours?
8 hours watching that documentary. It was really good. Vietnam in HD. It was really worth it. There was a lot more that I learned. Yes, it was definitely worth it. Okay. Instead of doing my homework and actually things I was supposed to do. I mean,
like school.
Who really cares?
Like writing your research paper?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's due on Monday now, so I ain't tripping.
Throwing shade.
Well, let's go into Obama's actual presidency. During his first 2 years in office, Obama signed into law economic stimulus legislation in response to the Great Recession in the form of an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. And the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance, Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act of 2010. Other major domestic initiatives in his first term included the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell Repeal Act of 2010. In foreign policy, Obama ended U.S. military involvement in Iraq. In the Iraq War, he increased U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan, signed the new START arms control treaty with Russia, ordered U.S. military involvement in Libya, and ordered military operations that resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden. And
remember when Osama bin Laden was killed.
Weren't?
I was in
the middle
Call
class.
Of Duty at the time.
Oh. That was intense.
I don't remember where I was.
Oh, no, it was like
no, you know
text. It was in the evening.
Yeah, it was in the evening. I was playing video games. I was on the headset with my friend, and my friend goes, oh, my God, they killed Osama bin Laden. And I'm like, what?
Does no one... I feel like a lot of people, like, throw shade at Obama.
I thought you were going to say
Osama
bin Laden.
For, like, having so much pressure... That, too. Having so much pressure on him for being, like, this first black president, and he got to do a lot of stuff and fix what George Bush messed up. But no one remembers that he helped kill Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, he did, and I think that's a very important start. I don't think it's...
But no one, I'm saying, like, no, literally no one ever remembers that.
I don't think no one ever remembers that. I think it's
definitely... Have you seen the video of that guy from England talking about Osama bin Laden? and how he's scared every day because Osama bin Laden is alive. And then the reporter goes, oh, the Americans killed Osama. And he was like, what?
I think Osama bin Laden's alive. And I think there's going to be a documentary soon. But I don't want to say that because then it puts, like, I don't want to say that.
I think you sound a little crazy, just so you know.
I sound crazy, and I feel like I'm disrespecting
America.
She sounds crazy,
the SEALs,
and I'm agreeing,
the Navy,
so it's even worse.
Like, you know, SEAL Team 6? They have a cool name, right? Why can't I remember their name?
You act like I know these things.
I totally know what you're talking about.
But you know what
Lexi.
I mean? But I think I'm right. Is it 6? God, I feel awful and unpatriotic, and I feel ashamed that
like
I don't
you
know.
You hate your country.
I don't hate my country.
I feel the same as I did when I ate that egg salad at lunch.
What?
I don't know, I just thought of some egg salad, but I felt I'm saying I feel the same as
Was it bad? Is that what you're
trying
to say?
No, it was pretty good.
So Kevin did a good job.
Yeah, I was going to say shout out to Kevin for making that egg salad with cheddar cheese sandwich.
I do love Kevin.
Oh, it was so good. I'm about to get that tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about Obama's re-election.
Did you know he's left-handed?
Yeah, he is. The 6th post-war president to be left-handed.
And his favorite snacks are chocolate, peanut...
chocolate peanut butter protein bars.
Yeah, okay, the paper was kind of folded.
He has read every Harry Potter book. That's a lot of time.
He can speak
Spanish. That's pretty cool. His favorite drink is Black Forest Berry Iced Tea. Do you think it's from Starbucks? Isn't
yeah,
that
probably.
Isn't that an option?
It's not.
No? Okay.
Are you sure that sounds like a Starbucks?
Guys, I know Starbucks.
Okay.
Of course you do.
He owns a set of red boxing gloves autographed by Muhammad Ali.
So he's got red ones, and I've got the blue ones. We're like the Wii characters, you know, on Wii Boxing.
That's exactly how
I
imagined
it. I just pictured
it.
That.
The heads that are detached. And they go bobbling.
They just move.
He promised Michelle he would quit smoking before running for president, and he didn't do that.
Have you seen pictures of him smoking when he was young?
Oh,
because he was goddang smoking.
Yeah.
Key.
If you know what I mean.
And Peele. Oh my God. When they make fun of Obama, it's the funniest thing on earth. Like when Luther the Anger Translator came on during his, I don't know what he was addressing. Because
I
remember.
It was
that,
the
yeah.
White House. God, it was that thing they do every year.
Yeah.
Remember during the thing,
yeah,
Luther was like, why do we even do this?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a White House, like, ball or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, I think
some
you're right.
White
it's
House
the ball.
Thing.
I think it's the ball.
I think.
It's just funny. Like, oh, God, I love Luther, the Anchor Translator. I think it's hilarious. And I know that Obama not only smoked, but supposedly did cocaine.
And he can bench 200 pounds. So maybe if I do cocaine, I can bench 200 pounds.
I think that's associated.
Let's not try that, but...
Why not?
Correlation does equal causation.
It's true. It's true. Thank you, Taylor.
Does equal, for sure.
Does. His favorite artist is Pablo Picasso.
Of course it is.
His favorite fictional television shows are MASH and The Wire.
Oh, I've been watching MASH.
Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah, The Wire's pretty good.
The Wire's pretty good. I have to rewatch it. Right now I'm kind of stuck on Twin Peaks, though. I'm on season 2.
His favorite
I thought you
singer,
finished that
Beyonce.
Show.
No, I remember I finished the first season, and then that's why I felt like I needed to watch again, because I didn't finish. I have another season to go, and it's actually really important, because I didn't remember... who actually killed the girl, which is the whole plot of the show. So I'm actually really happy that I figured that out.
Can I read a fact?
Yeah. Don't read a fact. Go from straight from your head.
I don't know if those facts are up there.
He's left-handed. That's a fact.
His desk in his Senate office once belonged to Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy's important. Can we just take a moment?
There was a kid in my high school who thought Robert Kennedy was the one who was president.
No,
was so
he
funny.
Was senator.
No, he gave this whole speech on how Robert Kennedy was a great president.
Oh,
and it wasn't even like
was
no,
dumb.
It wasn't even a speech about John F. Kennedy. It was a speech about Robert Kennedy. But he just thought
he
Robert
worked,
Kennedy was president.
Oh my God, he worked with Cesar Chavez. What? How do you get those two wrong?
I don't know. Even I knew that.
He's an important man, man.
Yeah,
man. He's an important man.
He's important. Man, manly man. Obama's favorite films include Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is a good movie.
I heard, never seen, but have heard. He carries a tiny Madonna and child statue and...
Wait, a tiny Madonna?
Says Madonna.
Like the singer?
And, yeah, I don't know. And child statue and a bracelet belonging to a soldier in Iraq for good luck. Can you look up if it's Madonna as in the singer? Because I really
like
would like to
he's got a little Madonna Barbie doll in his pocket. That's like falling apart.
I should never know.
Like the real Madonna.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I just looked at this.
Oh, here, there was this quote that someone had at that address. I've been trying to find it. This girl goes, "Since I'm only a comedian, I'm not going to try to tell you politicians how to do politics. That'd be like you guys trying to tell me what to do with my body. Could you imagine?"
That is
shade.
Good.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Ooh,
shade.
And she don't is even, a woman, clarify.
Don't even get me started on the topic of women.
We're not going to.
Their body.
We're not talking about
well,
it.
Don't let me do it.
Ugh. I can't get over that. That
oh, God.
Ugh.
No, Lexi.
I can't.
We can't talk about it.
We're going to go back to Obama. His favorite music includes Miles Davis.
Ooh,
I can't talk. Bob Dylan.
Oh, blues. Bach,
what?
And
this is a joke.
Food?
We just played All Blues by Miles Davis, and we just played The Times Are A-Changing by Bob Dylan.
I missed this.
Oh. You missed this. We did just play it.
Why was I working today? It was so... There
but
was
we didn't
so
play that until
people.
Like 8:30.
Oh.
Cute first date fact with Michelle.
Ooh.
He took her to see the Spike Lee film, Do the Right Thing. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know that film.
I know Spike Lee.
I like Obama, and I like... The first lady, so there we go.
I do like Michelle. What are the kids named? Sasha and...
Malia.
Yeah, no Sasha idea. And Malia.
I would
Those
know
Those are
this.
Their names.
I love them,
Can
too.
Can you do an Obama impression?
Can I?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I tried getting into character. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I can hear it in my head, but once it comes out, it'll just be like...
I'm Obama.
Barack
Here's
Obama.
Obama,
Luther,
Obama,
my
Obama, Obama,
translator.
Obama. Luther. I love Key and Peele. They do a really good job making fun of Obama. Have you seen the one where...
I've seen them all.
The one... He is coming out of an address and he's shaking, you know, like presidents need to shake people's hands.
Yes. No, I've seen this
babies.
One. And he only shakes like the black people's hands.
Yeah, he's like, he
and ignores, he's like, shakes the white people's hand and he's like, oh, like, thank you for coming. And then goes up to the black people. He's like, what is up? Hey, you looking good today. Like, starts doing all that.
Like, he goes like,
and then like kisses the babies.
You don't watch the show Key and Peele?
Key and Peele's the best show ever.
I've seen lots.
Shout out to them.
I've seen a lot of random episodes of them because
the popular one, like
random clips.
No, not like on my
teacher.
Own time. Well, yeah, of course I've seen that.
If
one.
You go
Jake
on,
Quillen.
But I mean, I watch like a lot of them.
If you go on Snapchat, go on their Discover feature, and you go on Comedy Central, they always have clips of Key and Peele. It's the best thing ever.
I'm just gonna go on YouTube and watch all
I
of
think
them.
Okay,
my
favorite
too.
One that we're I'm gonna force you to watch later.
I've seen them all.
No, well, okay. Obviously, you have. Okay.
Are you talking about
Taylor? I'm gonna make her do it, and you're gonna be there. So, and so, it's this van comes out of no. There's this guy, two guys talking, and this guy goes, "Hey, donate a dollar to save a child." And the guy's all like, "Oh, no, I don't have any money. Like, oh, I can't donate. No." And then. He, like, heckles him and he keeps, like, hitting at him to donate a dollar. And the guy finally donates a dollar. And when he donates the dollar, this van comes out of nowhere and a guy pushes a child out. And he's all like, "You saved a child." And the guy, like, gets back into the van and drives away. And he's like, no, come back. I'll give you more money. It was this. Oh, God.
Well, you just spoiled it for me.
I cried.
My favorite, I'm not going to spoil this, but my favorite one is Continental Breakfast.
Which one's that one?
You guys should just send me them via text message and I'll watch them tonight.
He goes to the hotel. It's like a spoof on The Shining, sort of. He goes to that hotel and he's like, "We have like free breakfast." And he goes through all the food and he's like, "The donut hole, thank you, turkey." And he's like saying all those random things.
Yeah.
And then he eats all the food and starts crying. That's my favorite thing ever. Anyways, back to Obama. Again, I still have DJ Freak's facts.
Oh,
DJ
yeah.
Freak facts. That's a good one.
Freaking facts.
He owns 4 identical pairs of black size 11 shoes.
So he's a size 11. Those are huge.
You know what they say about guys with big feet?
They got big hearts.
They're compensating.
I was going with a good one. buddy.
They have
ruined
big
it.
Hands, which means they have big gloves.
Which means they have big hearts.
Which means they play baseball.
No, I was thinking they play volleyball.
Oh.
But
or both.
Do you think you can palm a pumpkin?
We should send him a letter.
Or a pineapple.
Ooh.
Ooh, that
oh,
would
I hurt.
Meant, I didn't mean like a pumpkin. Yeah. I meant a basketball.
Why'd you say a pumpkin?
That's like what people say.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
What, up in Seattle?
No, that's like a thing.
Is it like kind of like pigskin?
Yeah.
Refers
yeah,
to
like
football?
That.
Okay. What's the soccer ball? A leather ball? Like
a football.
A football. It's just like it doesn't have
football.
Like it's like beauty is really the nickname for soccer ball.
It says on DJ Freak's facts that he as a teenager he took drugs including marijuana and cocaine. We did say cocaine before, but if he did some marijuana, why isn't it legalized all across America? I just
That's what
know.
I'm thinking.
Shout out to marijuana.
Someone in my class today gave a whole speech on how he was anti-abortion, and then at the very end, he decides to bring up, I've had two girlfriends that got abortions. And I'm like,
what?
What? He says, did you know that condoms and birth control have a 100% accurate, or for sure working rate? I said, I don't think
for
that
sure.
definitely don't.
For sure working rate. For yeah. sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Birth control has like a 60%.
No, birth control is like a 98,
no,
99%.
It's like 99.1.
Yeah.
It's like 99.1.
No, one of those contraceptives, though, is like 60%.
It's like the sponge.
It's some... Like
yeah,
the female
no, it's some
condom.
Weird one.
It's
some weird,
weird
one. They each have like a different effectiveness.
But birth control still has that
you know
like 1% that it could not work.
0.01% that it doesn't work.
You know,
and that's only if you don't take it on time.
The 100%
which most
one.
People don't.
I always do.
Did you raise your hand and be like, there's only one thing that's 100%? It's called abstinence.
Yeah, I would have said that. It's called no sex.
Excuse me, what about the Mother Mary? Virgin Mary?
Virgin Mary. Do you think, what if Virgin Mary had an abortion? Jesus would not be born.
Jeez, we are going on a topic that's just like far out of our reach right now.
Entirely related.
No, but look, politics right now.
Entirely
like,
related
Obama.
To marijuana.
Obama has so many different things he's done. And like he has like... He
same
has
sex marriage.
Same sex marriage on his hand right now.
Woo!
He has... I don't think he's really... Marijuana talk is not really
no, high but on there
his priority.
Yeah, it's just not important.
But the fact that, hey, the it's fact that two states important. Have passed that...
I think it's more than
legalized
two.
Marijuana.
It's
no, it's
three.
Two.
It's like
what
three.
Was the third one?
There's more states that have been
Colorado
like,
was in Oregon one of them?
See,
and Washington.
One of them.
Oh, okay.
It's
I didn't
three.
Remember that.
And
Washington
I think
was like the second.
I thought New Jersey.
New Jersey's in the process of
and
it. A lot of
California.
States are in the process of it. It doesn't need to be a nationally done thing. I think that there are more important things that should be taken care
yeah,
of nationally.
Obama has more important things.
If
the
there
president
are states
has
that feel
things.
Like, oh, we should legalize it, okay, go ahead and do it, state. I don't care what you do. But
California is definitely on the way for that.
I don't even know about that.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying California is on the way to legalizing marijuana just because the amount of people that are turning 18, like our society is like very large and the amount of people that are going to turn 18 in the next like year or two that can vote. Will
yeah, but how
vote.
Often do they vote? The actually
no,
the
but they'll definitely. I think people
I don't
will
think
definitely
will.
Vote for marijuana because
I don't think so. You'll be too stoned.
The person, no,
exactly.
No, but like, if you do the research, it's a very, very small portion of people our age vote, and it's not.
I
but even when big things come on
the
ballot, think about
thing.
When gay marriage came on the ballot. Do you think more people started voting?
No.
Not
they
enough.
Should.
Not enough.
They should have.
But it's
that's how come. That's how come.
Like,
same sex
marriage
so
is legal in California. As in many other countries in the world.
That's true.
England. Pretty sure.
What?
I mean, what state had gay marriage and legal marijuana first?
Norway, right?
What
Finland?
State? What state?
Oh, sorry.
It was Washington.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Let's do some cities.
Shout out to Amsterdam.
Sorry, I got overwhelmed. I'm pretty sure like Norway and Finland and Sweden. Like
Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now in one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Turkey, Philippines, Iowa, Taiwan. Yeah, I know a lot of songs.
That is straight from the...
Animaniacs.
And so is the president song.
No, that's a different president
but,
song.
Yeah, now the other one's way older. I think it ends on Bill Clinton. I'm pretty sure it ends on Bill Clinton.
The only song I remember is from Drake and Josh.
It makes it to George Bush. To George Bush Clinton, then another George Bush.
Oh.
No, wait. You might be right.
I think
I forgot we were talking about the Animaniacs.
Yeah, because it's so
old. It might
old.
Stop at Clinton.
Yeah, I miss that show.
I
still watch
the Solar
it
System song.
From what?
Drake and Josh.
It's the Solar System song?
Do you remember when he's on the phone voting?
And Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus.
I don't remember that. I remember like songs from SpongeBob, like
childhood.
How to Tie Your Shoe.
F is for friends, you do stuff together.
I remember that one.
U is for you and me. And it's for anything and anytime at all down here in the deep blue sea.
And then Plankton comes in, best part ever.
Campfire song. C-A-M-P-F-I-R, yes, I want you song.
Oh, God, that's like, that was so bad. Everyone sang that song.
You're singing along to do-do. The best time to wear a striped sweater.
All right, guys, back to the presidents.
All the time.
Yeah, what other, you said in the beginning you were going to talk about future presidents.
Oh, yeah, we might as well talk about some future presidents. The show's almost over, so let's hit us.
We're just going to keep talking forever.
And we're going to go into a infinity and continue talking about
and you are now entering Hillary. The twilight zone.
Hillary, so let's talk about Hillary, because I think it's the main one everyone.
I was gonna say,
what about Ted Cruz, man?
Yeah, Ted Cruz, I don't know, he doesn't have
what about Walk a Flock of Flame? No, Hillary's definitely like the most popular right now because of her running.
See, but voting for her because she's a woman is just as sexist as voting for her because she's not voting for her because she's a woman.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think people should vote for her just because she's a woman, even though I feel very strongly about having a woman as a president, because we have an African-American as a president right now, which was totally unheard of. Like, you want to go back like 60 years from now, people would have been like, what? That's never going to happen. But clearly it did. So I think we could pull a female president through. I do like your idea, DJ Freak, about the Hispanic one.
Oh, yeah. I think that would just
blow
a Hispanic
woman. All the conservative people away. I am a white person myself, but I'm just saying that would just, those old conservative white men would just go crazy, and it would be hilarious.
There are too many conservative white men in the, like, U.S. to nominate.
Yeah, I think a lot of them have to
Hispanic
die first.
Woman.
No offense to them.
We need a plague that only affects white conservatives. I don't know what it would be.
Now, let's see. How would they get it? They would have to get it from... What did
going
white conservatives
to
like?
Church.
I was going to say playing golf.
Oh.
Both. Both, potentially. Well, I think Hillary is important. I'm not, as you were saying, we shouldn't just vote for her because she's a woman. She has to be a good president. Like, she has to have some backings. You have to be for what she is.
Hey, I follow her on Twitter, and she, right out of the box, is already into, like, what was her hashtag, love can't wait, about same-sex marriage all around the country, like right out of the box. So I was like, that's plus 1 point for Hillary.
Yeah, and I think I've said it multiple times on my show, and definitely Penguin Press Pass, which you should listen to this Friday. It's our last show, and it's going to be by the poolside at Conlin, I believe.
It's at Conlin?
Yeah.
I'm bringing my swimmy suit, and I'm going to be in my bikini. Yeah, so if you want to see DJ Scout in a bikini and drowning, you can just come to the pool.
You be
see,
saving her with all my
clothes
on. You
want to see Gianna watch DJ Scout drown?
I'm very good at it.
Yeah, and Hillary is important. She's become a role model in a sense. Like women are like, yeah, finally, someone's out there, which means people are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be president. Like, you didn't really hear people, like, as kids.
I'm pretty sure I wanted to be president when I was a kid. And no one told me I couldn't do it. So
that's
go
good.
For it.
That's good. You should not.
But that's because
stop.
They're Filipino, and Filipinos have had women presidents
exactly.
for forever.
I think it's a sad thing, but a country has been built off of men.
I just want to know, why can't a woman be president?
There's no can't.
There's no actual reasons.
No,
well, not women
no
that are.
Justifying reasons why a woman
aren't there more
can't
women in
there's
the like population wise, isn't
yeah.
I feel like that's
yes, but
something.
Think about our school. Think about all the girls at our school, and I think our ASDU president is a guy.
No,
it's
oh,
not
yeah.
really a
next year. No,
next year's a girl.
Yeah, Navi.
Yeah. Shout out to Navi.
Well, I don't know if DJ Scout still wants to sing that song.
Oh, would you like me to?
Yeah, so we're gonna I'm gonna
too.
Wrap it up. And
are you sure you don't want to sing with me?
Oh, I'm going to sing with you. I'm just going to wrap it re-elect up.
Re-elect Obama.
We'll end with a...
Third term for Obama. Elect DJ Freak.
We can't do that. Remember when Luther said that?
Yeah.
Or when Obama said that?
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. I've enjoyed talking about presidents, and I've enjoyed every single guest I've had. Thank you to all of them. So she's
sorry
Gianna,
if anyone heard me sniffling.
And Taylor and Ted and Alistair and Nikki.
And Gianna again.
I'm trying to think. Again. My roommates, Chastine.
Is this my third time on your
and
show?
Nicole. Yeah, because it's you've had yeah, you've had your
high school students
come on. Thank you to the high school students. Can't wait. And this has been Over Hour DJ Freak. And this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Ciao.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, the second guy's son. Jackson, Van Buren, then there's Harrison. Died in a month, didn't get much done. Tyler, Knox, Paul, Taylor, Fillmore, first name Millard, why name a kid that? Pierce, Buchanan, then Abe Lincoln, born in a cabin, like my hat. Andy Johnson, Aunt Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Chester, Allen, Arthur, with my weird facial hair. Grover, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, William Howard Taft with a belly up to there, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Franklin, Roosevelt, elected four times, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Reagan, Ford. They're filming me now and I'm really uncomfortable. I don't want to do it anymore. I can't do it. They're looking at me. This has been Oval Hour. I'm DJ Scout. Have a great night.